KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
It is now 33 minutes after 2 o'clock, and you're tuned to KHUM Radio Without the Rules. And it is now time for Coastal Currents. Isn't it exciting? Whenever you hear that little theme music, doesn't your adrenaline level goes up a bit, doesn't it?
A little bit. But today it's kind of like calming down.
Because
I made it here.
Okay, true.
It's been a crazy day.
It can also have that sort of relaxing tone to it. All right, it's Coastal Currents. Thank you very much to the sponsors of Coastal Currents. They include Cocotat. Thank you, Cocotat. Thank you, Bayside Garden Supply. A big, giant thanks to Solutions on the Plaza in Arcata. And thank you as well to Dirty Business Soil Consulting. These are the sponsors of the Coastal Currents show. And Delia is here from Humboldt Cert Writer and NEC.
Yes.
Thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
I shouldn't be... It's appropriate for you to thank me, but not the other way around, because you're the host, officially.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way out of it. And we have an awesome guest today. Joining us by the phone is Steve Shimmick, who is Chief Executive of the Otter Project. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Delia. I hope you guys are having a great day up there.
It actually is pretty nice. Are you familiar with Humboldt? Have you been up here before?
Oh yeah, I've been up there before. So I can't say that I'm a local or anything like that, but yes, I've been up there before, and I always enjoy myself. It's beautiful.
So then you know it's always a good day in Humboldt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you're having a good day too. Where you're at? Tell us a little bit about the Otter Project just to get started.
Well, the Otter Project is a nonprofit organization, and we deal with sea otters and the issues that impact their survival and their recovery. And it's kind of a base premise of the Otter Project that what's good for otters is good for people. And so if we make the conditions great for sea otters, it will be great for people as well. So we work on things like everything from transport of oil along the coast of California and trying to make sure that it's safely done. Offshore oil drilling, we work on agricultural pollution and just, you know, a bunch of issues.
That's great. Sounds like a really good project you guys are doing down there. We're really excited to have you on the show today.
Thanks.
Are otters an endangered species or threatened?
Yeah, so within the Endangered Species Act, there's various levels. And so sea otters are listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. So I know that that's a little confusing, but that's the way it is.
Okay. And my knowledge of otters is limited to noticing how cute they are when they mm-hmm. poke their heads above the water when I'm on the beach. But what is the difference between sea otters and river otters?
Well, you actually have both kinds up there, and occasionally both kinds can be found together in the ocean, actually. So you have river otters up there, and they are primarily a freshwater species, but they do venture out into the ocean. And river otters are smaller and a little sleeker, and they eat fish. And they tend to haul out and get out of the water more often. And they don't usually swim on their backs a whole heck of a lot. Sea otters are bigger, live only in the ocean, and they eat shellfish and crabs and things like that, and seldom eat fish.
Okay.
All right. Interesting. So we have you, we're talking to you today because someone recently just spotted a sea otter off the North Jetty, which was really exciting because I think they're a lot more rare around here. Is that correct?
Yeah, so what's interesting is that, we occasionally, very occasionally, get sightings all over the coast of California. So if you look down on the Pacific Ocean, the ancient range of the sea otter used to be from basically Hokkaido, Japan, around the Pacific Rim, down to Baja, so included your area. And then they were hunted to near extinction, and so now they're slowly but surely coming back. But the core of the range is kind of Santa Barbara up to Half Moon Bay, so all south of San Francisco. So occasionally an otter is seen in San Francisco Bay, and occasionally an otter is seen up in your area.
Well, what would, if their primary population is so far south of here, why would one come up here? They go for a big long swim?
You know, almost. So and this is my phrase, I call them the skateboarding males. What you've got is that you've got young males that can't find a a spot. In other words, they get kicked out of the home range down, you know, where it's more populated and where all the female otters are. So they go where the food's great, and they kind of go looking for a new spot, and they can wander really far. But then they usually swim back. I mean, let's face it, boys generally go back to where the girls are, and that's exactly what happens with otters. So it's the younger skateboarding males. They get kicked out of the home range, and they go wandering, and then eventually they go back, and you get range expansion when the female population increases its range.
You had mentioned that that one of the causes for them being a threatened species is that they were hunted extensively, and that diminished their numbers. For the coat?
Yeah, so for their fur, not necessarily for the coat, because their fur is really heavy. It's actually the densest fur of any animal on Earth. So it's an incredibly dense, luxurious fur, and it actually gets too heavy if you make an entire coat out of it. But in the late 1700s, early 1800s, fur trim on hats, on muffs, on the trim on coats became really fashionable, really popular, and a really big deal. And actually a fur, even though it was really heavy, was worth more than its weight in gold. So it was a commodity back then.
Oh wow! So obviously that's not an issue now. What is it that keeps them on the threat list? Is it changing environmental conditions?
Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of, when you look at the kind of pie chart of why otters are dying, you know, it's a very confusing thing. A lot die of shark attacks, but a lot die of disease. And one of the issues that we work on a lot here is agricultural pollution, and what we see is because of toxic algal blooms are killing them. And in fact, there was, as I mentioned, there was recently an otter seen up in San Francisco Bay, and that otter was then found dead a couple weeks later, and it was found to have died of a toxic algal bloom. And toxic algal blooms generally happen because of agricultural pollution.
Okay. Mm. I have another question, and forgive me if this is sort of an odd question, but a lot of the time when we're talking about threatened or endangered species, the conversation involves the role of the species or the roles in the ecosystem, and what would be, you know, adverse consequences to the ecosystem other than just not having otters around, and they're awesome and they're cute, but what are some of the consequences of the disappearance of otters?
Well, I mean, that's actually an interesting question, and that kind of actually leads to why otters are sometimes controversial. I mean, the system is basically flips around when there's otters and when there's not. So when you have sea otters, you end up having luxurious kelp forests, and you end up having lots of fish. Without sea otters, you end up with lots of urchins and lots of abalone. So given one situation or another, the fisheries kind of, you know, adapt to that. And so when otters expand their range, they cause the fisheries to change, and often people find that disruptive to their lives, and they resist that. So that's why they're controversial. I mean the system is entirely different with and without sea otters.
Okay. Ah, that's interesting. Anything?
Yeah, I was wondering, since the marine protected areas have become implemented in California, has that had a change or an effect with sea otter populations?
So it's too early to tell. So on the Central Coast, maybe you guys were involved in the creation of the marine protected areas up there. I was very involved in the marine protected areas down on the South Central Coast, which is essentially the sea otters range. And what we found was that the otters in the middle part of the range, where we have all the marine protected areas, are doing quite well. But the otters on the ends of the range, and we don't quite understand why, are not doing well. So, it's kind of too early to tell whether or not they will help otters or not, but we would think that they would, just because what happens is, first of all, there's more protection in marine protected areas, and so there are some fishery interactions with sea otters, and so those would not happen in the reserves. And then also what we would see is that, you know, with a more productive, more whole ecosystem that the marine protected areas give you, the otters should thrive there. So we would hope that they would help sea otters. Boy, that's a mouthful. but it's too early to tell.
Definitely. Yeah, that'd be a hard one to quantify anyways, and yeah, it is pretty soon. But it is exciting that we have spotted one here now, and hopefully that means we will see some more.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you guys will too. I mean, there's, you know, again, it's what you can expect is that the otters will come and go. And actually, part of my thesis when I was in school way back when was the otters recolonizing Monterey Bay, and we saw about a 5 or 7 year period where the otters would come and go in waves, and then all of a sudden they came and stayed. So that's what you can hope for, that's what you can expect, and hopefully they'll come. There will be some people that most people will like seeing them there, some people will not, but everyone will get used to each other.
Nice. All right, I want to call people's attention to your website, because folks who are interested by this discussion can find out a lot more information, and it's otterproject.org.
That's right.
So otterproject.org.
Yeah, and if anybody also, you know, like wants to send me an email or something like that, my email address is exec, like executive director, @otterproject.org, and you know, I mean, I'm used to getting lots of mail, so hopefully I'll get back to you, and please don't be rude. Please be nice, and I'll be nice to you.
Well, you were very nice for me, my random call this morning. Hi, do you want to be on our radio station?
Well, this is always a fun part of my day to do stuff like this, so I like doing it.
Well, we sure appreciate it. We're talking with Steve Shimmick, who's chief executive of the Otter Project, again, otterproject.org. Do you have any other questions, Delia?
I don't think so, unless you have any other fun facts you'd like to throw at us about otters.
Well, you know, I mean, the cool thing about otters is that they're a tool-using animal. They carry around that tool. They carry around their baby. They take care of their baby for a year. And, man, are they fun to watch. And, boy, are they important to the ecosystem in general. And if we can keep water quality really good, if we can have marine protected areas to protect them, it's going to be good for everybody.
Awesome. All right, Steve, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, well, we'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks.
Right, thank bye-bye. You.
Bye.
There's Steve Shimmick, chief executive of the Otter Project, and that'll wrap up Coastal Currents. Unless, do we have anything to plug? There must be an ocean night.
In a month, November 5th.
Okay. Put it on your calendar.
It's always Ocean Night. Always put that on your calendar.
Ocean Night. Okay. All right. Well, that's Coastal Currents. Thanks again to the sponsors of Coastal Currents. They include Dirty Business Soil Consulting, Solutions on the Plaza in Arcata, Bayside Garden Supply, and Cocotat. Big giant thanks to the sponsors. And thank you, Delia. Wonderful as always.
Thank you. I actually did think of one event that's coming up.
Okay. Last minute plug.
There is a Pints for Nonprofit. Shark Stewards is the organization benefiting next week, Wednesday, October 14th at Mad River Brewery.
Shark Stewards.
We'll be talking about them next week on Coastal Currents, actually.
Will we? Yes. Shark Talk next week.
Uh-huh.
Okay, awesome.
From otters to sharks.
All right, very good. You know, I tried to find an otter song, and I guarantee you there's probably a ton of otter songs, but I couldn't come up with any.
Just have to find a cute song.
I'm just going to play Best Coast.
Well, that works great.
Because they are awesome.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.